Keeping it live and local with Luke Lipinski on The Rundown, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Welcome back to the show. Luke Lipinski here with you. Spencer Keatsman behind the glass. We touched on this a little bit last night, but Marvin Lewis was formally introduced today as a special advisor for the ASU football program. Jordan Simone joining us right now. Jordan, thanks for the time, man. What do you think of this addition of Marvin Lewis to this coaching staff?
Luke, man, thanks. First of all, thanks for having me on, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm pumped that they got Marvin Lewis. I think it's huge for the program. I think to develop the kids and to have another NFL guy with not just NFL experience but head coaching experience like Herm Edwards is huge for this program.
So, you know, he's going to be a special advisor. It's not like he's going to be specifically coaching or anything, but those NFL ties, when you already have Herm and you've got Antonio Pierce and Kevin Mawai, all these guys that have connections to the NFL, if you're a young player that is being recruited, what does that say to you?
I think it just means that you're going to get every opportunity to learn what it means to be an NFL player. And ultimately, in this day and age, that's what every kid wants who's playing college football, is to go to the NFL. And so it's just only another tool in Herm Edwards' belt to help recruit and help develop these young kids and give them a chance to live out their dream, which is ultimately going to the NFL.
Talking to Jordan Simone. Jordan, last year, I guess it was about a year and a half ago now, when Herm was first hired, there was a lot of skepticism around the pro model that ASU was preaching, but it went really well in season one, and we've already seen the impact on the recruiting trail. What's your perception of ASU's reputation around college football now?
Man, I think it's drastically changed since a year and a half ago when he was hired, when people were, you know, really, really skeptical and questioning whether or not he should be hired, and you know, if Ray Anderson was making a mistake, and oh, should Ray be on the hot seat? I think it's completely changed, and people are realizing, wow, Ray is a really smart and intelligent guy, knows what he's doing, and anybody that's been around Herm for more than 30 seconds knows that he is a true, genuine leader and is really going to lead Arizona State's program back to the glory days of Rose Bowls and competing for championships. And I think that's ultimately what Ray Anderson wanted in this hire. And you got to look at guys going to the NFL. You know, Nikhil goes first. You have a handful of other guys that get chances at teams. Ronell Wren goes fourth round, and then Jalen Harvey goes to the Seahawks as an undrafted free agent. Manny Wilkins is playing for Green Bay. And that's what you want, man. You want guys to develop and get a chance to play in the NFL, because that speaks more than anything else could, you know, as far as just getting guys developed and ready for the next level.
Yeah, and it helps so much to have those connections. Now that we've had a year of Herm as the head coach, and we've seen him go through recruiting and the press conferences and coaching and game and everything, I mean, there's a lot of things that stand out about him. Certainly, he's just a very charismatic talker and everything, but he seems to have such a calm demeanor, and he didn't seem fazed by much of anything that was thrown at him last year. Well, what stood out to you from year one with Herm?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You just said it. I mean, win or lose, he was literally the same person. You know, if we lost by a late game winning touchdown, it was same Herm as if we won against Michigan State. And so I think that's cool, and I think it reflects on the players, and they all just follow him, you know, and know that they just have to do their job, and there's going to be, you know, nobody cussing anybody out. It's just do your job and you're going to be set up for success at the next level. I mean, these guys are putting them in the right positions. And to have Marvin Lewis come on the staff now as another defensive guru and somebody that knows what they're talking about, it's going to be big time for the future of this program.
Talking to Jordan Simone. Jordan, you mentioned N'Keal Harry, who I know a lot of Cardinals fans wanted him to drop one more pick so they could have the chance to take him at the top of the second round. But how big is it for N'Keal, and you know, to a certain extent, the program as well, that he went in the first round, and also that he's going to the Patriots to catch passes from Tom Brady?
Yeah, man, that's something that you dream about, going to catch passes from Tom Brady and with the Patriots and Bill Belichick. That's something that very few can say that they've done, and to be taken as a first rounder receiver by them, I don't remember the last time they took a first round receiver.
Yeah.
Maybe the Josh Gordon was the last guy that had some type of caliber as far as draft picks, but yeah, man, that's super special. I could not be more happy for Nikhil. He's such a good kid, and he deserves everything that he's getting right now. You know, he's gonna have a lot to learn. My buddy DJ Foster played for the Patriots, and he told me, man, he's got a lot to learn, and that Patriots offense is no joke. But I think Nikhil has the tools to do it.
Yeah, he since day one at ASU, he's looked like an NFL player. Now, I know it's early for ASU, but when you look ahead, even if you don't have specific names you want to throw out there, how do you replace a receiver that was so dominant like he was? I mean, I imagine it's got to be a group effort, but that changes the whole dynamic offensively, doesn't it?
Yeah. You don't replace a kid like Nikhil. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer at Arizona State when it's all said and done. He'll be Ring of Honor as he deserves, but you know, they got a lot of strong kids coming back. They got a good offensive line coming back led by Cole Cabral, who probably could have left for the NFL this year. Obviously, you know, Benjamin is an insane talent. He'll have a very good chance to go pro next year if he can stay healthy. And then you got Kyle Williams, Brandon Ayuk, and Frank Darby coming back at receiver with experience and another year under their belt with the offense. That experience that they got on the field this year will only help them when it comes to training this year. And they have a real chance, all three of those kids, to stand out this year. And Brandon Ayuk is going to have a chance to set himself apart. And, you know, they're going to rely heavily on the run game. And hopefully, you know, Jaden Daniels, who I'm picking to be the starting quarterback, will be able to throw these guys the rock when they need it.
It's like you read my mind, because that was obviously going to be my next question. I mean, the ASU still got basically four quarterbacks they have to decide between. But Jaden Daniels, again, early, but it does seem like he's sort of the leader here in late May, doesn't it?
Yeah. He's going to start, man. He's the most ready. You know, he's got the most talent. He puts in the extra effort. He's there late. He's doing all the right things. And I think, you know, if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a hell of a freshman, starting freshman, true freshman quarterback for Arizona State, one that the Pac-12 probably hasn't seen in a while. So he's a stud. I know that my boy Mike Bercovici is there now coaching him up and getting him right. So I'm really looking forward to watching him this year.
Jordan, last one. Before I let you go, I need to know what the Untold podcast is all about. Like, I listened to the Herm one today, and it was really good. But what was the inspiration to start this?
Man, I just wanted to do something because I've been in so many locker rooms and I've heard such incredible stories of guys that they come from nothing and become these football superstars. And so starting Untold, I basically just wanted to give them a platform to be able to tell their story from start to finish. And it's been really special for me to sit down with guys like DJ Foster and Jalen Strong and, you know, these guys that have such cool stories and have been through so much adversity and are still there fighting and just inspiring people. And so that's basically what it is. It's just me and a buddy or a former teammate having a conversation about the adversity that he's overcame. So I appreciate everyone that's already listened to it. And if you go check it out, hit me up on Twitter at JordanSimone38 and let me know what you think.
Yeah, definitely do that. Like I said, I listened to the Herm one today. Very good. Jordan Simone, always enjoy talking to you. Thanks for the insight. We'll talk to you closer to the season, all right?
I appreciate you, Luke. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. It's Jordan Simone joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. When we come back, we'll get you an update from the D-backs who are in Colorado right now, top of the third, and we will delve into the wide receiver position of the Arizona Cardinals beyond just Larry Fitzgerald. That's next. It's the Rundown. Luke Lipinski on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The Rundown, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.